Across three continents. I'm wishing you the best always and forever. Across three continents. I'm wishing you the best always and forever from my heart to your brain. Across three continents. This is season 4, episode number 19. I want to give you some good news, so everybody listen up. Now, I want to tell you a funny story. You know I always have a funny story. So, okay, I want to tell you this. Some things are so funny. You won't believe. So, I want to tell you about this beautiful, lovely woman. You know, she's just so pretty. If you ever seen such pretty face, such pretty smile, I tell you, she has the prettiest eyes, her nose, and this wonderful dimple, and beautiful smile. I have to tell you about this funny story. And we're dealing with Deshaun. I think pronounces Deshaunte. Her name is Deshaunte Cooley. And she is from Mississippi. And that is in U.S. Now, Deshaunte, I hope I'm pronouncing proper, Cooley, she works at Pinecrest Guest Home. So it's a nursing home, and of course, you know, she's so funny. I tell you, I love her because she's had, I have to get to work. I have my shift. Now, there was a storm, you know, in Mississippi. That's in U.S., and the temperatures were freezing, you know, and this young nurse, you know, I'm laughing because, do you know, she got on a, her work is 25 miles from her home, but she had to get to work no matter what anybody said. She's getting to work, so she has this snow blower. It's a snow blower. It's a four-wheeler snow blower. So normally, if your snow is about 4 to 6 feet, I don't want to say it's 6 feet high, but up to 4 feet high. Okay, this is snow, and of course, now it was a storm in Mississippi, so she's trying to say, I've got to make my shift, I don't care what anybody says. So, she had the brilliant of idea. She got on her ATV snow blower, four wheel. That was so funny. However, she was in that snow with this ATV snow blower, four wheeler. And she drove it for 25 miles in this freezing cold with all this snow because she needed to get to her work. There was ice all over the place. And, of course, the streets wasn't paved. However, we have to give Deshaunte Cooley, you know, a thumbs up and salute her for her perseverance because this is a nursing center for elderly people. And, you know, Deshaunte, she had to get to her work. She didn't care what anybody said. And I think that's excellent. You know, this, as I said, it was a snowblower. So it's called ATV four-wheel snowblower. And it works. So I think what happened is there was a lot of power outages and water lines bursting. And this was in February. So this took place where she needed her work. She didn't care. It was like February 17. But she made it to work. And everybody just, you know, they love her. And, you know, they're so proud. And Deshaunte was able to make it because it was an advisory for you to stay home because of, you know, the power. There was no electricity. Then you have water lines that were bursting. And, of course, this is what caused a lot of the ice, so the roads are not safe. So this superstar, Deshaunte Cooley from Mississippi, she got on her four-wheel snowblower, and she made it to work. So that's thumbs up, and I hope you have as much as perseverance as Deshaunte Cooley. Thumbs up to you. I think she did a great job. You know, I'm very proud of her. Another good thing that's taking place is I like this. So you have a beautiful man, and he is just awesome. And an entrepreneur. His name is Bryce Thompson. That's Bryce Thompson. So that you know, he graduated from Morehouse College. That's right, Morehouse College. Now, what he did was this. Being an entrepreneur and not getting, and I'll tell you about his foundation that he just founded, you know. I don't like to give people personal business out because it might be a bit too much, but I know who's listening. What Bryce Thompson did is this. Bryce gave $100,000. $100,000. Okay. It'll be a total of 10 students to what they call HBCU. So that means historically black college and universities. Basically, that's where Origin Beings, they go to these different colleges that would permit Origin Beings to the college in U.S. That's how it is. However, once again, Morehouse is in Georgia. You know, Atlanta, Georgia. It's a wonderful place. I think that's wonderful. And what Bryce Thompson said is this. He said his uncle had to help. And he had to help pay for his tuition year, his first year of going to college. Isn't that wonderful? So he actually, what he did was he returned the favor. And I think that is so wonderful to help 10 other people. And that $10,000 for each student, that means a lot. Truly, it does. It is. So his foundation is called IAMS Foundation. Yes, it's IAMS Foundation. Bryce Thompson was interviewed by Forbes magazine. So I think we need to really give him love. Now, he has a Facebook. No, this is Twitter. I don't do Facebook, but this is Twitter. So it goes under BTO. Did I do that right? No, it's BTHOMPSON OFFICIAL. So it's B Thompson Official. That's the Twitter. Show him love. I think that is just a great and outstanding, gifting to be able to help someone, especially when you're going through this C-19 virus paradigm. Everything is shut down. Hey, I tell you, there's a lot of brilliant people. So we salute you at across three continents. Bryce Thompson, you are outstanding. Please continue to inspire everyone. And may you have the best help in the world. That's the best way, the best help in the world. You know, and whatever it is you do, please continue to do it. Because that is just a lot to give from your heart like that. Don't think it's so easy to part with your money. I give a lot, and I can relate to him when you are in a position. One thing I will say is one of my good friends does not like to accept money. So she was in this, they had a storm, and there was a storm, and then it was too cold, and she refused to receive money from her good friends. And we were like, wow, can you imagine? She always give from her heart. However, she said, I won't be able to sleep if you all to send me monies. But I just said, I have to respect that. So it's, you know, for those of us, we give, we understand it. I said, I don't want you to think we're going to have you know, we won't even ask you to. This is a gift. So she had that problem. Now, one thing I have to tell you about in Australia, and this is rather strange, whereas you have the indigenous people of, which didn't make sense to me, the Banjima people, the Banjima indigenous people in Australia, and they have their land, right, which is kind of strange. So this is a heritage site. Now, in the heritage site, in Australia, of the Banjima people, it was damaged. Can you imagine? By this BHP Pilbara iron ore mine. Yes. It, you know, the traditional owners, you know, before the site was just, they had went over the site, the mine, and everything seemed fine. That was in January. However, wrong situation. So there was an area, and this is a rock shelter, right? And this is particularly where it's cultural. Well, of course, you know, when you're dealing with those who don't respect the original people, the indigenous people, they went into another area. Certainly did, and they destroyed that area. It's just awful what can happen. It's really bad what took place. So, you know, less the Banjima traditional lands were destroyed, and it's going to take, I don't know if it can be repaired, but let's deal with this. No one should be digging up anything on that land. Of course, you know, when they start mining, looking for all types of oil and gold and everything else, and it was a bad situation. I don't know who is going to make the best of this situation. I'll get back to you. But the reality is this: just don't disturb any of the traditional sites. That's what the Banjima indigenous people from Australia are saying. This is their heritage. This is what they're holding on, and it's their culture, and that region should be respected. So we'll see what takes place. You know, the truth hurts, but I brought that up to let people know. Protect your land. If you're indigenous people, original people, original beings, protect your land. Don't make any deals.